and welcome to the next minisode of the Radio Nasties podcast. As usual, you're with me, Vic, and today for the minisode, carrying on the trend from last year, is my special guest co-host, Charlotte.
Hey guys, nice to be back.
And we're also continuing another trend with these minisodes. We're doing some more shark films.
My favourites.
Yes, they are indeed. So me and Charlotte decided to do the minisodes together again, considering I'm going on a trip soon. But less said about that at the minute, the better.
Laters.
Oh, cheers. So today we are tackling a movie which is a sequel to one of the movies we covered last year.
Top-notch film.
Yeah, it is a top-notch. Well, that one.
Yeah.
The original. Yeah. We have got 19 years after the original. 19 years. That's still blowing my mind.
Yeah, Victor genuinely could not believe this.
It's pretty crazy. I knew it was a while, but I didn't know it was.
He was like 10 years. No.
I know, like, no, I read it wrong, and I was like, oh yeah, 10 years, that's a long time, and then it was like, no, wait a minute, it's 19. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Deep Blue Sea 2, and this is a very recent watch for us.
Very recent.
Which is strange, because it's been out since 2018, and I think me and you have hummed and hawed about watching it a few times.
Yeah.
Just never did.
I
think we thought we'd seen it.
Yeah, because you thought you'd fell asleep during it, but then we started watching it, and I was like, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, I would have remembered the beginning.
Yeah.
Like I think it might have just been the trailer,
I guess.
And then we were just like, no.
Yeah.
This looks terrible. Yeah, so it's a sequel, but unfortunately, it's pretty much the same fucking movie, just done...
Worse?
Yeah.
A lot worse.
Yeah. And that's saying something, considering like the original is just like a fun...
You leave that film alone.
Creature. Yeah, but it's nothing special, is it?
Wouldn't say the acting's terrible.
I didn't get into the acting. You're just picking it apart now, aren't you? I was saying that the original is just a mindless action film, which is fine.
If you don't like it, then I don't like you.
I think you're taking this a
little... I don't like you.
Little bit
perp. No, I'm not.
Personally, I'm not. To be honest. I think you are. So yeah, so we'll get into it. It's one of the minisodes, so we're kind of going to generalise a lot of the plot. It's going to be more about our feelings about it, I guess, for once. Yeah, just a short little episode. So, do you want to get straight into it?
Yeah, might as well. What a terrible, atrocious start to a film.
Well, there's a lot of references in this film to, like, other and better shark films.
Yeah,
apart from Jaws 3D, which I think I'd probably rather watch this, to be honest with you. The Deep Blue Sea 2 than Jaws 3D.
I think I'd have to agree with you.
At least the sharks. There's no like freeze frame sharks coming towards the screen, whereas like, it's not moving in the slightest. Oh, if anyone hasn't seen Jaws 3D, go watch it because it's fucking
brilliant.
Amazing. Yeah,
brilliant.
But yeah, it starts with a reference to the original, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Which is it was my first. Oh no, about this movie. I was like, they're just doing a soft reboot, aren't they? Really badly. But it's the original starts with like a group of teens on a boat, don't they? They're partying and they get attacked by these super sharks. And on this one, you don't care because the people that are getting killed by the sharks are horrible, horrible, horrible shark hunters.
They're cutting the fins off the sharks and just leaving them to drown.
Yeah, but like gleefully.
Yeah, they're cheering about it, taking
chopping
pictures.
Chopping off this poor shark's fin, like laughing
about it.
Yeah.
Got me so angry.
So like the original, they are horribly attacked by some shark. They get like a radio signal, don't they? And he's like, leave the area or something.
Yeah, if you can see this flare, leave the area.
He shoots a flare out, and they're like, oh, I don't give a fuck.
Too many sharks around to kill.
Yeah, well, I think one of them's like, oh, they're really biting today.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's stay. One of his mates, there's two of them in there.
Yeah,
one of the guys is like, I think we should go.
Yeah.
And then the other one's like, nah. Want some more fins. So he gets them. And the sharks that come for them are like working in a pack.
Yeah, a group of five. Group of five of them.
Which obviously...
I'm out in a triangle coming at you.
Yeah, like a formation.
Now, we watched another film like this.
I think I was thinking about this. I think this might be why I think I saw this.
Yeah, because I think you fell asleep during that one.
Well, I mean...
I can't remember what that was called, but...
Wasn't there three sharks in that one?
Yeah, there wasn't five, but...
Yeah. But it was the same thing, though. Yeah, same thing. So, yeah, you think, like, so, the you know, what did you have in the last film? Like, three sharks? Was there three Makos? There was, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was three, yeah.
Yeah. So you got five in this, you're like, all right, we're dealing with five sharks.
Yeah.
five sharks that work in a pack, which I'm pretty sure, do any sharks work in a pack? I'm not sure. I'm
pretty sure they don't.
No, I think the majority of them don't.
But bearing in mind, these are bull sharks.
Can do it. I mean, that's the whole point of... Yeah, they're not makos this time, they're bull sharks. Which is cool, because...
They say they're the most savage sharks out there.
Yeah, well, they don't get that much limelight in, like, shark films.
It's because there's not many attacks from them.
There's not that many attacks from most sharks, is there?
Yeah, I suppose, but bull sharks haven't really been played up in the media like...
That's what I'm saying, You don't get these. It was quite nice seeing... It was like I played the game Maneater.
Yeah.
And that was a bull shark as well. And I was like, it's quite cool that... I don't know, I just like other sharks getting... It's always makos and great whites.
Yeah.
Or with a tiger thrown in there.
Yeah.
A tiger shark, just thrown in the...
Yeah, why not? Ocean. So glad they're not playing on hammerheads, though, because they're just cute.
Yeah, hammerheads are cool. Yeah, they're cool. They look pretty cool. Yeah. So yeah, they're working in like a pack, and they essentially like defin one of these guys, don't they? They bite his arms and legs off and like leave him to drown.
Yeah.
You know, because like he's cut the fins off the shark, so they're like, well, we'll cut your limbs off.
You just see him sink into the bottom.
It's horribly shot. But like most of the attacks in this movie are horribly shot.
Yeah, terrible.
But yeah, so you think you're getting these? This story about a pack of sharks, and no, you don't.
No, I think they.
That's all they do. That's the one thing they do. And I don't think they're brought up again. They're brought up again, but I don't think they just make an appearance again. It's all Bella. So Bella's the leader shark.
Yeah.
The super leader. And I think it's just her.
It pretty much is. Where do the other four go?
I know they dig a tunnel under the... Because these sharks aren't supposed to be out. And it's the same thing. We have another Thomas Jane character. And he's literally like just being Thomas Jane.
I like this guy. But yeah, he's no Carter.
It's Rob Mays. Rob Mays from one of my favourite films. John Dies at the End.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah, I like him, but he's no Thomas Jane.
And he was in the wetsuit, and he just doesn't have the same bum. Have the same bum. It's not as perky.
Well, there you go.
And he should be wearing it.
Well, this season of the Radio Nasties podcast, you've had me talk about Texas Chainsaw 70s bums, and now you've got Charlotte talking about imposter Thomas Jane bums.
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh, Thomas Jane bum.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, okay. Let's get on with the podcast, shall we? So, this guy, the fake Carter, the fake Thomas Jane, he has like a little fucking, like, a thing for activating your car, like a car, you know, like a QP like, car.
It's not even that. It literally looks like a, I don't know, like a laser.
Do you remember them lights that you used to get on your key rings?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's like
that. Yeah. And it just goes doo doo, and then they all disperse. Follow him. It's like the, it's like they're doing fucking, what do you call him? Chris Pratt from Jurassic World with Raptors.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing. Well, he uses like a clicker or something, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And they use this stupid fucking like, unlocking his car every time he uses it.
So strange.
Yeah, so he control... Well, not really. That would have been a better plot if they had the actual, like, pack of sharks through most of the film.
Yeah, they don't.
So, 5 minutes. Cut a long story short, they basically get... They want this... It's a very... No, actually, it's very much like this movie. The complex that they're on in the ocean in this is like a budget version of the one from the original.
Oh my God, it's awful.
Yeah, it's like a shit... It's like if the original one's like a mansion... This is a shed.
Literally.
It's like, didn't you say the first time we saw it, it's like, how is that keeping the sharks in?
Yeah, literally. How is it keeping it in?
It doesn't even, it's not even that big. Yeah, I know. I think that's why that woman gets so annoyed when she comes. Yeah, so they get like a load of...
Experts.
Quote unquote. Because so, I mean, like, I don't know like, what they do there. She's the only one that moans.
One of them's like a shark conservationist.
Yeah, the main one.
And then
yeah,
the other two are like neuropsychiatrists or something, like something to do with the brain and how it works, because that's why they want him there, basically, because they've done research regarding enhancers.
Yeah, I think it's the enhancement of intelligence in this one, which is that's great. It's completely different from the original because you know that was Alzheimer's, so it's a completely different plot.
And that was actually had actually decent rationale. I'd say Deep Blue Sea.
Oh yeah, don't blow the gun because that is one of the funniest revelations of the fucking movie. So they get all these experts and this the guy Durant is the I don't know, the main villain, I guess, but he's not even really that much of a villain. He's just a dick.
Yeah, you're just hoping he dies.
Yeah. So he's the kind of mastermind of the complex on this. And, you know, he's basically... I don't know what he's doing. He's making the sharks smarter so that he can get their brain matter or something.
Yeah, they're like doing these trial drugs, basically, to make the sharks smarter and then combining it with the shark DNA so... I don't know, so it works.
I think he said it's... No, I think he said it's something to do with longevity.
Oh,
he wants
okay.
to. He wants to make it so... Because I think... Because he takes, like, little blood samples, doesn't he?
It's not blood. It's like it's like mush, basically. It looks like,
he, like, sucks
brain
it out.
Or something.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like brain matter.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is brain matter,
no,
but it reminds me of the
it
stuff...
It looks like liquid.
No, but it reminds me of the stuff that they take out of the brains of the original. And that looks like that.
Yeah.
Because they have them little things that they shoot out.
Yeah.
It sucks a bit of the brain out.
Yeah, I think that's what it looked like.
Yeah, yeah. So like, there's this weird, like, plot device where he's, at various points through the fucking film, he takes, like, a shot of this fucking brain. And then the first time, he has, like, this, like, brain light bulb moment.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it. Like, he just gets more intelligent, but then does nothing with it.
Nothing. It goes nowhere.
Like, it's not... If you've seen Limitless, this is not that. Like, he doesn't
get
more intelligent.
Why are you not using this intelligence against the sharks?
Exactly. All he does is lock doors and goes, well, now they won't get us because they'll get her first.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Could have done that without that.
Yeah, anybody can ask that. So he takes, like, these fucking brain drugs all the way through and he gets, like, brain farts and brain light bulb things. And I swear to God... One of them just flashes the Breaking Bad credits.
Yeah, you were raging about that. I just thought it was a periodic table.
If you go and look at the credits for Breaking Bad and then that scene, I swear it's the same one. I'm not annoyed about it. It's just like, it's baffling.
Yeah.
It's like, why did you use the Breaking Bad credit sequence for the periodic? It looks so much, even if it's not the exact same one, it looks so much like Breaking Bad that it's like, how can you, it seems like you must have been meaning to.
Well, they've referenced so many other stuff. Things in here. You never
One of the guys at the beginning makes a reference to the actor Skarsgård from the original when he's pissing into the wind. Because he says on the complex, oh, there's some rules here, but the first one is no pissing in the wind. And I was like, ha ha.
Funny.
I was like, okay. So the main woman, the conservationist.
Yeah.
She gets annoyed, like, straight away, doesn't she?
She's like, oh my god, why have you got bull sharks?
Yeah, and then he's like, you know, chill out. And she's like, no, I won't chill out because you've got bull sharks. And he's like, chill out. And she's like, nah, I'm not gonna.
Can't believe you got bull sharks, mate.
Not gonna. Don't wanna.
Oh my god, you're inhumane. And then he's like, all right, let's test his blood pressure then. See how he's getting on.
Yeah. So they. Oh, fuck me.
But before they do that, it's that funny part, isn't it? Where he's speaking to one of the other guys in the base about after his experiments are done, he's going to kill the sharks.
Yeah, it's Carter, isn't it? Fake Carter, fake Thomas Jane.
Of course it is. Yeah,
he comes in and he's like, you know, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know, what are you doing? Actually, what's the motive? Come on, I think he used to be in the army or something.
Yeah, I think
he's
say that he was in the army.
Yeah, and he's like, because he goes on like a tirade at the end where I was like, it's a strange film to bring up. How war affects you.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, you know, we were just pawns on a chessboard, and you're just like that, and that's why I got out of the army. And it's like, I mean, I get it, but it's just like, it was such
a
weird
reference.
like emotional drop where it's like, okay, are you getting political now? Is Deep Blue Sea 2 getting political now?
But this was one of my favorite parts of the movie was that shark.
Yeah. So he basically gets Durant to admit that. Durant's like, oh, I don't give a fuck about the sharks.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the information, and then after that, I'm going to kill them. And there's, you know, you've got like the little porter windows in an underwater facility or something. Bella, the leader of the sharks, is like peeping Tom.
She's literally
on Durant.
Still.
Yeah, like not
looking in.
Which I agree. Like, you know, they're super sharks. So very. I mean, they swam backwards in the original, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm not gonna. They can't fucking stop, can they? I
no.
don't think they can
no.
do that anyway. But I mean, super sharks. So fair enough.
Yeah.
Even if you forgive that, she literally looks like, you know, like somebody who's outside your window, like trying to catch you with your underwear down, like watching them. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna kill the sharks afterwards. And then like Bella just kind of does this. And then swims away, and you're like, "I'm sorry. Is this going to be her revenge? Is this Jaws the revenge? But Deep Blue Sea? Oh my days, days.
But that's when he comes up with his why he's doing it as well. Why is he doing it, Victor? Why is he doing it?
Go on, I'll let you. I got the porterhole fucking peeping shark, so you can get the fucking.
Well,
oh my days!
He comes out and says that we need to get smarter because
mankind don't.
Yeah, mankind need to get smarter because AI is going to take over the world.
Yeah, he thinks Skynet from fucking Terminator is going to happen.
He says that the world is going to be done if we don't do this.
He says AI is getting smarter every day, and it's like one day they're going to take us over and we need to be more intelligent. And then that's when fucking fake Carter, he's on about the chessboard, because he's like, you know, I've found out that through my experience that man is the real enemy. He does that whole thing where it's like, yeah, I get it, but it's like, why are you doing this weird ecological message?
No, that's not until the end, though, he says that, is it?
What?
When he's like, about the chessboard.
Is that later on?
Yeah, that's later on.
Because he kicks off about, at this point, though,
he kicks off.
Because he's like, you're a mental case. That's what he says, this is the point where he's like, you're dead paranoid. You're way too paranoid. Like, you're getting more... There's this thing as well, like, that comes up a few points through the film, where they say that, like, Durant started getting more, you know, like...
Irrational.
Irrational, since he's been taking these shark brain drugs, whatever the fuck they are. Because I think Fake Carter says, no, he was an asshole before, but...
This is next level shit. But they do the same thing as in the original, don't they? Where they get Bella up in the diving pool.
Yeah. So the bit with the,
because that's pretty much where they're taunting us, thinking, oh, is this guy going to get his arm chopped off like the other guy?
Exactly. In the original, which I wouldn't have minded, but they just don't do it well. It's just like, I get it. And then it kind of, they kind of like try and meld the arm scene from the original.
Yeah.
And the Sam Jackson scene.
Yeah, I found this quite funny. I quite like this part.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. It's just, the guy wasn't a good enough actor to pull it off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the big beardy guy that goes out and gets fucking headbutted.
Yeah, because you never really get to know him anyway. He never really speaks.
You don't really get to know any of them. Like, they're all on screen for like, bits, and you learn hardly anything about them. I just don't give a fuck about these people.
Yeah, there's no real character to them, you know, like Chef and Carter. You know,
yeah, really like in the original, like I said, it's a mindless action film, but it was fun.
Yeah, and you're really hoping that some of the characters really die because it was so annoying.
Yeah,
but you're not really caring about any of them.
I don't even care. I'm not
you're
even
hoping
that.
The Durant guy dies because he's a dick, but apart from that, you're really like, I don't really care if any of you survive.
Yeah.
Honestly, don't.
So they try to recreate the arm scene. They get Bella up.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, she's out. They give her like a shot and she's out. Same as the original, you know, when they're alive. And you're like, come on. And they do this whole thing. There's a guy that looks like fucking Tim Burton in this. And he puts his hand like in the shark's mouth.
Right,
doesn't
in
he?
There.
And I was like, I genuinely was a bit, I was fooled. I was like, this film is dumb enough to do this. I was like, oh, here it comes, the arms. But they didn't do it, which is fair play to them.
Yeah, she woke up, but he got out.
Yeah. She goes, like, she starts, like, convulsing and stuff, doesn't she? And they're like, fuck, what's going on? Bella gets... Don't they... Is this when they knock the fucking... The rest of the sharks knock the canisters off to blow up the fucking...
Yeah.
They blow up the electric... They've got, like, an electric field around the complex. And, oh, by the way, the complex is called I think it's the Arc Helios complex.
Yeah, something like that.
Which is supposed to be, if I remember rightly, the legend of a boy who turned into a shark.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So yeah, she wakes up when she's not supposed to, and, you know, the rest of the sharks, like, blow up the outside or something. Maybe Bella, I don't fucking know. And Bella goes away.
Yeah, they drop Bella, don't they?
Yeah, and then there's, like, a revelation where the conservationist, she says that Bella's...
pregnant.
I think this is just before she gets let out, isn't she? She's like, oh, she's pregnant. And they're like, well, no, we've been taking bloods. And she's like, yeah, but have you given her an ultrasound?
Yeah.
And then the Tim Burton guy's like, oh, yeah.
Didn't think about it.
I forgot. Like, even Durant's looking at him like, you fucking idiot. Like, you haven't done an ultrasound. I mean, I'm assuming that's the best.
At this point,
surely you should be doing that. Especially if there's males in the pack.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to happen.
I don't know how bull sharks, like...
Especially in that small enclosed space. But at this point, yeah, like you say, the sharks destroy the upstairs, gas canisters everywhere.
And this is the last, I think, you hear about the other four sharks.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
They just go under that tunnel that they dug to get out of the beginning.
Because she said Bella moved away from the pack, and then, yeah, that's it. after that. She swam away from the pack, and then they don't want anything to do with her.
But the only thing I can assume is Bella not wanting the rest of the pack to attack her babies.
Maybe.
Because we have a revelation now where the it's found out that she's went into labor. I think it was, she says it was due to being in that wet pool. The wet pool they brought her up to.
They realise that when the guy comes floating past the window.
Of course! Yeah, the lawyer guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's downstairs.
Forget about him.
Yeah, and it's like the place is flooding, so he's like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
And then he kind of like looks down a corridor, and you're like, what? What's down there? And then
it cuts the scene. Sort of giggling.
Is it a giggling?
Yeah,
what I thought it was fucking sort of, sharks?
Yeah, I thought it was sort of, it sounds like a giggling to me.
Nah, I don't know if I agree with that. It sounds like fucking piranhas or something. That's what they are in this movie.
Yeah.
Pissed me
shark
off.
Piranhas.
But they, so anyway, yeah, this lawyer, he gets attacked by, off screen, by Bella's babies who have now been born.
Yeah, and apparently these are like super sharks now.
Yeah, the guy, I'm pretty sure Tim Burton or somebody literally refers to them as like, oh, they're like super piranhas.
Yeah.
Oh. So, I mean, is that a Piranha 3D reference or something?
Probably. But you like this part because he floats past the window.
Yeah,
you?
And it's the Jaws 3D reference. It's, you know, like the body in the sea park.
Yeah.
When he floats past, it's that. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay. And it, the horrible CGI on his wounds. He's got like half his face gone, but it's just really bad
it's
CGI.
It's really bad.
Actually, I'm going to give it a little bit of a hit here. It's not that bad. I was quite impressed at
because
how good
how
it was.
Because how low budget it is.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's good. It's not good. But it's a lot better than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like horrible, you know, like Shark Week or something.
Yeah, where you just don't see anything.
Or the sharks are like all the same size, yeah, except they're different ages, and it's just, and they look terrible. They look like they're from fucking MS Paint.
But this is when the shark jumps out of the diving pool.
Yeah, so this is the, like we said, the amalgamation of the arm severing scene and the Sam Jackson scene from the original. Because it's the beard he got. He goes out, and he's basically, I don't know why, because he goes out.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'll go out and get help, or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever
I'll
the fuck.
Get to the top.
And he literally goes out, and instant. So bull sharks are known for, that's how they kill their
knock
prey.
Them out.
Yeah, they hit them with their heads, like, full on, so they kind of immobilize them, knock them out, and then they come back and eat them. And Bella, like, it's pretty cool, to be fair.
Yeah.
She, like, just goes straight into the guy and nuts him. And he's just like, don't, like, done.
Then we're like, oh, he's a goner.
Yeah, and they bring him up and they bring him back to life because he's drowned and he coughs up the water. And he has that moment where he kind of gets up and they're like, oh, we thought we'd lost you. And he was like, oh, I told you, the sharks can kiss my ass. And before he says ass, Bella jumps up and bites his head off.
Clean off.
Yeah, clean off. And like I said, if it was Sam Jackson doing that moment, it would have been pretty badass, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's some guy that... Not really. I'm sorry, mate, if you're listening. Don't even know who you are.
The diving pool then blows, don't it?
Yeah, because they all get split into. Because that's that woman, and she's like, "We need to kill these fucking sharks." Like the conservationist has gone mental. She's like, even Durant's like, "Are you not the conservationist?" And she's like, "These are like super." I agree with her, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just funny how she goes like completely 180, and she's like, "Kill them! Bring me his head."
Bring me the head.
So they a little Curb Your Enthusiasm reference there. If anybody got that, yeah, they get split into groups and they all kind of just get killed now one by one. It turns into like the Bella's Babies slasher movie.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah,
it's
the
funny
baby
as well
slashes.
Because they yeah they see it's like baby shark, but they kill you.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, but they. It's so funny because you see them like very rarely as CGI, but the rest of the time, so it's fucking ridiculous. So you know where they are in relation to the
yeah
character, and when they're underneath, they just have like a bubble, like a big bubbling pool at the surface of the water wherever they are, and it just moves. The big bubbles just follow
you're
the
like,
characters.
Oh, well,
and you're
don't
like,
go over there.
Well, there's the kids, and it's just like.
It's terrible.
This is awful. So yeah, Tim Burton man, he gets killed in the shower.
Yeah, that's
no
quite
less
a good death, to be fair. I quite like that one.
Yeah, this was quite grim
yeah
for this film.
I was
like, Jesus Christ.
That.
I mean, it was again, it's horrible CGI. You don't really see anything, do you? But it's drawn out enough that you're like, I really don't like. He's kind of like stuck in the shower, and obviously the complex is slowly sinking.
Yeah.
So the water's, he's in a shower that's dry. It's fine. He has to lock himself away because the water's coming in and it's bringing the babies in. And he gets behind the shower door, and the other guy gets on like a bed, like a inflatable bed, doesn't he? The guy that's with him at this point.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd man.
Yeah, nerd man. He's like, you're right, Josh.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm stuck in a fucking shower, mate, with
some
baby sharks.
And then Josh doesn't do anything.
No.
Because, I mean, not Josh, the other guy doesn't do anything. Because why would you? Because you don't want to get eaten.
I'm baffled you remember their names. I really am.
I only remember Josh because I wrote it down.
Oh, okay. Fair enough, yeah.
Because
they're
really, I don't, and I only remember Durant's name because you said it at the start. I didn't even write his name down. He's called Big Shot in my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you know,
Big Shot.
Like, because I heard people call him Durant like 15 fucking times a minute on this film. I was like, every time he was like, yeah, Durant and Durant and Durant and Durant and Durant and Durant. It's like, shut up about Durant. Fucking hell. Yeah, Tim Burton, the shower ends up slowly, like, the water rises. So the water starts coming over the top of the shower. And
so
he's
the shark
like,
comes in.
No! And then all the babies start coming over. And then because he's trapped in the shower, I don't know why he doesn't open the door. I suppose it's because the water's behind it. Actually,
yeah, you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah,
would
fair
you?
Enough. Yeah, he just gets devoured by like the whole brood of baby sharks.
Yeah, goodbye.
And you kind of just see the shower just slowly like turn red, don't you? And then poor Tim Burton is dead.
I'm pretty sure. Don't you see his hand come up or something on the window?
I think he comes up and like looks through the window, and he's like, it's kind of like one last like, and then he just.
Yeah, dies.
Dies, yeah. Durant decides to take another. He's with the conservationist and Fake Carter.
Yeah.
And he decides to take another brain shark drug. And all it does, fucking Limitless style, is he just gets the idea to lock the conservationist out so that him and Carter have a head start.
And can get to the top and not get eaten.
Yeah, and then Carter's like, why did you do that? And he's like, because now we can get out. And it's like,
I need to do more research.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, he keeps going on about his fucking research, don't he? He's like, I need my research.
Because it's funny, because at the start, he's like, right, now I need you to upload all my data to the internet. Because
yeah, he's like,
and
I know
like,
I've never told you to do this.
And he's like, well, I don't know if you've noticed, but all the power's out, so I can't really do that. I mean,
no, it's
what
like,
an
come
idiot.
On. Like, Durant, how long have you been taking these fucking shark drugs, mate?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you were like if this on. is this you smarter.
I ain't even that smart, and I know that.
Know what? Well,
if
the
power's out.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fucking hell. He goes, can you back it up to the cloud? I'm like, the movie hasn't got enough budget for this, mate, you fucking idiot.
During this, while Rob, Durant. Fake Carter and Durant make
well, they
way
have
to
head
top.
Away now, don't they? The Carter's like, I'm really sorry to the conservationist. He's like, I'll be back with help as soon as I can. Because he knocks, like, Durant knocks, like, the whole handle.
Yeah, the whole wheel off.
I know, little dick. It's like, could you not have just locked it and then, like, give her a chance or something? I don't understand.
Remember little Leslie? Well, she's still floating in the water.
No,
just
but
wakes
the
up.
Listeners don't know Leslie, Charlotte. So, you know, if we don't know the characters, they're
one
definitely
of the ex.
Not.
One of the experts.
It's called Leslie.
It's
that's
called
all you
Leslie.
Need to know, because that's all the character you get from her. She's married to the other guy, Daniel.
She's they've literally gets knocked out, like, way back.
I don't even know how she got knocked out.
I think the water.
Because you
the
were
water,
like
washed out, and I think she knocked her head on something.
Ah, right. Because at this point, you were like, oh, has she eaten then?
Yeah, I thought she was.
This film's so, like, but some of the cuts in this film are so
you
bad.
You see her every now and again just floating, and then she wakes up, and then within minutes, she's eaten. So, by the babies, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
In
she,
front of
she,
her husband.
Yeah, they try and do this, like, emotional moment, because her and her husband get split up, so he's, like, walking through, Leslie! Leslie! Like, all the way, he does
it's
it for ages.
It's Alibaba!
I don't know if he said that. Alibaba! I think he just said Leslie. But he's Leslie, and then they meet up, and he's behind the fucking door that Durant's knocked the.
No, he's not. No,
oh,
that's
not?
A different door.
Oh, how
but
come he couldn't
funny,
open this one then?
Because he was just a fucking idiot. He couldn't open.
Oh
it.
No, you're right. Because he tries to open it, doesn't he? And
yeah.
He's like, I can't.
He's knocking on the door, and we know that you can hear each other through them doors because fucking Fake Carter
was literally
the
just talking. He was just
talking
to
somebody.
Yeah, like.
So,
a normal conversation.
And then she walks back for some reason, though. She walks down. She's like, oh, no, nothing down here. I'm going to go down this
like,
corridor.
And he's like, no, I've lost her. And
then
she just
she
comes
walks back.
Back. Yeah. And then they have this.
They're like, oh, I'm coming.
Yeah, it's this completely
like,
undeserved emotional moment where they're like meeting up. And you're like, oh,
and then
they're
he's like,
back.
Run, bitch. Run.
Well, he sees the fucking sentient bubble of water coming. He's like, oh, look, it's a bubble of water. And then she gets eaten.
Yeah.
And he's like, my wife's dead.
And then you see a half-eaten face.
Yeah, because the face comes back up and he's just staring at it. It's like, you're going to have some fucking nightmares about this, mate. You are scarred.
He's not.
Well, they don't know that yet. All right? This is an endearing, complicated, you know, memorable plot. Don't spoil it for the listeners.
Guys. I'm sorry, guys. Stop listening now.
Yeah, spoilers. Probably should have said that at the beginning, but I'm sure they're used to that by now. The conservationist ends up finding a fucking welding torch. She welds a way out of the door.
Yeah.
And she meets up with Daniel and the nerd guy, doesn't she? Because he meets up with Daniel and he's like, you need to live for your wife!
And he's like, yeah, I need to live for my wife.
Yeah, he doesn't for long.
He tries.
Yeah, he does, to be fair. So, she tries to hold the babies off the welding torch.
Are coming.
And they just swim round her.
Yeah, and we're like, well, how did you not expect that to happen? And she's just going, oh, this torch isn't going to hold them off.
Well, they swim round her, don't they? And then go through the hole that she made in the door. She's like, Daniel and nerd man, get out of here. I will hold them off. And then they just swim round her and go through the hole. And they're like, soz, mate. See yous later.
Smarter than you.
Yeah, I know. They didn't need to be, but fair play to them. They're like, are you a fucking retard? Like, there's a massive hole. Have you seen the size of us?
Well, the nerd guy and Daniel start climbing.
It's the ladder scene from the original. Ladder scene, but they're going up like a vent or something this time, aren't they?
They do that ladder scene twice then, didn't they, really?
No, but the bit you're on about isn't actually, it's just the culmination of the ladder scene. Like, this is the ladder scene. They had to have a ladder scene. It seems like every part of this film, like, I forgot to mention, when they're split into groups, they're going down the corridors like the original, you know, when they're all split up, and it's the same, it's just like, why are you redoing the fucking plot? So you have super sharks in your movies. Do something. It's like it fucking The Meg all over again.
Yeah. But that's the point, actually. Why are they only just doing research on one shark? Surely these other four sharks are just as smart as Bella, because they've had the same research done on them.
Yeah, I think they just brought Bella up because they were just testing her. I think it's just because she's the leader, I guess. Okay. She's teaching the rest of them, isn't she?
So they start climbing, don't they? Because the water's rising. And they're like, oh, shit.
Everybody gets out at the top and they're all fine. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's fine.
All good.
So, Carter and fucking Durant are at the top. Nerdman comes out and he's like, yay, we're at the top. And then, you know, Carter's like, you know, it's okay. This is the point as well. Fucking twisty plot coming up. He threatens Durant. This is the part I was on about with the chess scene. Yeah. He's like, you know, I was in the army and people like you. Because he wants Durant to give him some key.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is this fucking key?
It's the key to the boat, weren't it?
Yeah, but then because it's that thing that he uses at the end.
Oh, yeah, remember? Yeah,
and you're like, what? What is that? I was like, when did this key come up? Have I missed something?
Yeah.
Not that I cared, but I was like, where's the key come from? So Fake Carter helps the nerd guy up. And then he helps Daniel up, and Daniel's wife has taken half of the you know, like, they've divorced, and she's taken half of the what do you even call it?
The assets.
Assets. That's what I was thinking of. She takes all the assets, including half of Daniel.
His penis.
Can you imagine if it was actually Leslie? It wasn't the baby sharks at all. Comes back. I fucking have the half of you and pull him down. So poor Daniel's in half.
Yeah, dead.
Horrible CGI intestines come out, and he's just dead. And it's like, oh, I was so rooting for Daniel. We knew him so well. Oh, because fucking Fake Carter's rang for the Coast Guard didn't he?
Yeah.
And they send a fucking drone out. Because they're like, Carter's like, you know, Fake Carter, he's like, oh, I don't... They're trying to figure out if this is a real call. And this drone comes, doesn't it? And they're like, we're saved! And then Bella just comes out of the water and she's like, nah, I'm napping you, drone. Just takes it. Have you ever seen that video where the squirrel takes the camera off that guy? He puts the camera down, the squirrel just runs up, takes it and runs away. And he's like filming himself while he's running away.
Yeah, I'll have that.
I just imagine Bella. I want to see the video of Bella taking the drone.
Yeah.
You know, you just see Bella, like, you just see half of her jaw, just, like, taking the fucking... Oh, my... I want to be a fly on the wall with the Coast Guard who's controlling it. Like, Jesus, fuck! There's a fucking shark out there!
They don't send anyone, do they?
I mean, I suppose the ending happens quite quickly now,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, I suppose. Because, what's her face?
If I saw a shark jump out and nab a fucking drone, I'd be like, ah, we'll just leave it, lads.
The main woman comes to the surface at this point, don't they? Doesn't she? And she's like, oh, I'm alive. I'm alive. It's me. I've swam to the top around the sharks, even though Bella was just there.
Why did she come? Oh, does she have to swim up?
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, because she's not with them, is she?
She outswims Bella.
Of course she does, and it's like, oh my God. The sharks are just as fast as you need them to be.
Yeah.
It's like, there's points like this through the with the baby sharks as well, where all of a sudden they can't catch them up as well.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, very nice, very nice.
And it's like, oh my God. So yeah, she outswims Bella, and... Is fucking... Durant's in the water at some point now, isn't he?
Nah, not yet. They all jump into the water. They all jump into the water to get to the speedboat.
Of course, yeah. So they're like, right, we've got nothing left. We can't do anything, like. Yeah. We've got to go. We've got to go to the speedboat. It's the only way out. So, yeah, they all do... It's the same swim from the original.
Yeah, it is.
Where they're all swimming. And fucking LL Cool J's like stabbing the shark with a crucifix. And you're like, this is well better than fucking this shit. Oh my God. It annoys me when people say that Deep Blue Sea is terrible. Because it's like, it's fucking great. LL Cool J stabbing a shark in the face with a crucifix. And that bit, you ate my bird. Flinging the lighter. Oh my days. There's none of that in this movie.
None of it.
She has like the best that they have in this movie is she has a welding torch moment.
With that wasn't even good.
No, I know. That's their moment, though.
So, at this point, they all manage to get to the boat, and then Durant... Well, actually, no, they don't all get to the boat. The main woman and fake car are in the water.
The nerd gets there as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Bella swims past them.
Yeah, I didn't even, cotton on at this point. Like, I was just not even paying that much attention. You were the one that made me aware of this.
Yeah.
She was like, you're in the room. Charlotte said, you said to me, didn't you? You were like, oh, she's just purposely swam round her.
Yeah.
And that was when I remembered the peeping shark moment.
Yeah.
She remembers Durant, doesn't she? It's like the fucking raptors all over again. So she goes up to Durant, and Durant's got the fucking car lock thing, and the like beepy thing. And he like beeps it because, you know, obviously they're not, they've obviously tried using this thing, but yeah, we forgot to mention it doesn't work now. And it works with him. Bella stops. And he runs away. And he has a moment where he's like, he comes up to the surface, doesn't he?
Like,
and he's
like,
I told you! Yeah, yeah. I'm her master! And then...
She comes up from the bottom.
Yeah, like right underneath him.
Yeah.
And like she lifts him out. Exactly like the woman on the ladder in the original. This is probably the best CGI in the film. It's like they saved all the decent CGI for this moment.
They saved it for the best death, I think. Yeah.
And it's like, it's all right. And it's like, but they just haven't earned it.
Yeah.
It's just like, it looks cool. Well, I won't say cool, but it looks cooler than anything else in this movie. It's the closest thing to the original this film's got.
Yeah.
Is that shot.
Yeah.
Where the shark comes out. So yeah, Durant's dead.
They're on the speedboat at this point, trying to start the boat. Me. And they're like, oh, you need to start the boat. Bella's coming for us. And
so
she's going to destroy us.
There's this like fucking high tense Alfred Hitchcock moment where they're like, the sharks, it's coming. And we can't. And he's doing the boat. It's like, you know, it's always the car in the slasher films.
Yeah.
Can't start the car. And he's like, I can't start the boat. And you're like, of course you can't. And Bella comes. And you're like, oh no, they're going to get them. Bella comes out of the water. And then, like, two flares, like, come out of the background.
Yeah.
And hit her in the face, which is, like, she gets all burned up. Reference to Jaws 2.
And then you're like, who the fuck's this?
Yeah, it's like, oh, who's... Is it the Coast Guard? Have they saved them? Is it Thomas Jane? Can you imagine if Thomas Jane made a cameo at the end? And he's just like...
LL Cool J as well. Like, you ate my bird.
And it's like, that doesn't make sense. And he's like, it's still cool. And it's like, yeah, it is LL Cool J. No, it's just the conservationist and fake car.
And then that's it. Like, you don't see anything else.
They do this like... It's kind of like a Western moment where they've both shot the shark and they're like, oh, you know, we gunsling the shark. And it's like, why didn't you just aim for the shark then? Why were you trying to start the fucking speedboat if you were going to pick up flare guns?
At this point, the nerd comes back up to the surface.
Oh, I forgot he even felt... Yeah, because I thought he got to the speedboat.
No, he goes down
and I kid you not, this last bit of the scene and ends up maybe about 4 or 5 minutes long. And he's under the water the whole time.
The whole time.
And then he just comes back up and they're like, oh, you're okay. And he's not breathless or anything. He just comes up and he's like, oh, I'm alive. And it's like...
Bella was playing with me again.
Bella was... Oh, yeah, because Bella does that thing with his fucking shoe, doesn't she?
She took his shoe.
He falls in the water with his shoe at the beginning, and she, like, nibbles his shoe. Like, ha ha, lol, JK. And then at the end, she does it again. So, is that supposed to imply that Bella's actually all right? And she's like, sorry about my kids.
I don't know.
Because, nah, because she killed the guy in the wet pool, I guess, didn't she?
Yeah, I suppose.
So what is she? Some sort of anti-hero?
Well, at this point, Fake Carter pulls out a little box and he's like, I'm going to blow up the base.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what are we going to do? We can't leave these sharks. Because she's on about the other four that they completely forgot about for the rest of the movie and the babies. And then we find out that the key that Fake Carter took from Durant was this key to a self-destruct. It's like the end of the fucking Alien. And it's only got 10 seconds on.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. It always annoys me when detonators have only 10 seconds. It's like, I get it, but do you not want to give yourself like 30 seems, you know, about right?
Nah, because you've got the box, so you imagine you'd be far enough away to then detonate it.
That's a very good point.
Because you'd want the 10 seconds. You don't want it to be longer because you don't know what you're trying to blow up. Do you know, especially if it's animals, you don't know if they're going to get out within that 10 seconds. You want, I'd have done 5 seconds for them bastards.
Jesus Christ, you're, like, taking on, like, the persona of the conservationist, isn't it? Like, you're going to have a hysterical moment. We need to kill these sharks!
Well, the base blows up and then it just pretty much cuts, doesn't it? And it's, like, 3 weeks later.
Oh, I forgot about this.
On there's this couple on the beach that are like, oh, should we go for a dip in the
Let's
water?
Let's go for a swim!
And like she's that's... like, oh, not too deep. And then it shows you, like, deeper in the water, like, Bella with a scarred up face coming at you with her kids.
Yeah, Bella's still alive. She's got her brood of children behind her. And she's, again, like reference to Jaws 2, she's got the electronic fire, the electrical burns.
Yeah.
From Jaws 2, you know, when he's...
Yeah.
Which is infinitely cooler than anything in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I tell a lie. It's not from the electrical burns. The shark gets burned at the beginning from the boat, doesn't it?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that's it, thinking, yeah.
But he electrocutes the shark at the end. Yeah. And that's Deep Blue Sea 2. Or Deep Blue Sea, the first draft.
You know, it's nothing on the first one. It's nothing. I love Deep Blue Sea.
But it's just the original, but boring.
I still quite enjoyed it, in a sense. I still thought it was quite a fun film, and there were some funny parts in it. Because I think it was so terrible, you have fun with it, and you just laugh about it, because you just have to, because you don't know where it's going. You don't know who the characters are, really. You don't care for them, so you just got to...
It's like a sci-fi movie, isn't it? It's like an Asylum movie.
Yeah.
Just done a little bit better.
Yeah.
But not much. I'm going to go as far to say as I didn't feel the same way as you. I didn't think it was bad enough for me to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I was just mostly bored.
Yeah.
There, like you said, I agree with you. There were some bits where I was like, haha, you know, that's terrible. That's funny or whatever. But for the majority of the film, I was just like, what are they fucking doing?
Yeah.
I was just bored. So, you know, at least Deep Blue Sea had fucking Sam Jackson in it.
Yeah.
You know, this has the guy from John Dies at the end, which, you know, I don't think he even does that good of a job in this, because he's trying to do Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's better as like a Joker.
Yeah.
I, you know, in John Dies at the end, he's like he's the, you know, and that film's a comedy, and he's pretty much the comedy relief.
Yeah.
Like, he's like the funniest thing about that, yeah, that he film. Is. And then
I love the actor, but yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, it wasn't. Didn't seem like he was tried in this, though. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was his fault. I think they've just said to him, like, be Thomas Jane, and it's like, you don't need to. I'd rather it was a different character. Yeah. I wouldn't have minded like a jokey, you know, main guy instead. Because Carter was.
It wasn't always serious.
Nah, but he was mostly serious. He was like the deadpan humor.
Yeah.
Whereas you know, and he has some jokey lines in this, but they're just like, they feel forced, even from him. But yeah. So what we're gonna do for these minisodes? We're not gonna do, you know, out of five. We're just gonna do just a recommendation on these movies. And this is gonna be the point where would you recommend this to anybody? And if you would, who would they be? Would you recommend this to people who?
I wouldn't
really care about Deep Blue Sea.
Probably not, no. Nah. I suppose not. It wouldn't be a film that I'd recommend to just anybody, like my friends. I'd probably recommend it to my sisters because they have a good laugh about stuff. But yeah, I don't really have that many people to recommend it to. But
well, I mean, let's not get into your horrible social life. But I'm just saying, like, they don't know who your friends are. Like,
but I'm saying, like,
I haven't got many friends, so I'm not gonna. No, I'm saying, like, if anybody would
listeners. I'd recommend it to the listeners because I just feel like it's a film that they'd quite enjoy.
Okay.
I mean, because you guys have watched some atrocious films.
Oh yeah, I completely get that.
I feel like it's a film. It's a film to watch. You know, you're not missing anything if you don't watch it. But it's a film that you can have a good laugh with. So,
fair play.
Either or, you know, you watch it and have, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, you're not missing out on anything if you don't watch it.
No, well, you're not. Just watch the original. The original's the same film, but done a lot more entertaining.
I'm
gonna give this one a not recommend, like you said, for the same reason, you know, like you said, but used in a different way. You're not missing anything. Like, just watch the original. The original's got better CGI, better characters, I mean a better plot. The plot's still silly, but it's way more fun. And there's no, like, mad fucking scientist going, the AI's gonna take over. It's like he'd, like I said, he's watched Terminator too much and went, this can't happen.
We
can't let this get to this. But you know, like, if the whole film was like that, you know, if the whole film was, like, stupid shit like that, I'd be like, oh, watch this film because this is terrible. But, like, that's the only point in the film where it goes, like, over the top.
Yeah, wacky.
Whereas the rest of the film's, like, kind of played seriously. And I'm like, I don't think even the original was as serious as this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, so yeah, so I'm gonna go for the impression that I don't think this is bad enough for the listeners to recommend to. Like you said, we've had some fucking horrible shit on here. And a lot more of them are more fun to watch than this one. You know, in my opinion, that's just from my opinion, because I was generally bored. You are a little bit biased because you love shark films.
Yeah, I love shark films.
So there's a good point. I would recommend this to diehard shark films and inquisitive Deep Blue Sea fans.
Yeah.
Anybody else, I'd just be like, no, you're not gonna. Then, like, a casual film viewer is just gonna be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, what is this movie?
Yeah, if you're flicking through the telly and you're seeing it on, you'd be like, what is this?
Yeah, I'm going to go. So for the first minisode, we have a recommendation from the shark fan, Charlotte. Shark fan Charlotte.
I like that. That's how you can introduce me from now on.
Oh my God.
Charlotte.
I'm not introducing you as shark fan Charlotte. and a not recommendation from...
Vic the Dick?
No, that's too close to... Rick the Dick, which Richard used for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre event.
Vic the Prick.
Again, it's quite similar.
Oh, I've got nothing there.
Vic the Cunt.
Oh.
Because he is.
That is very true.
Yeah, that's what you're really thinking.
Yeah. But all right. I thought I want to be nice. Yeah. The Americans don't like a C word, do they?
I mean, I think over the last, like, two seasons, me and Richard have said it enough that I think if they... Can you imagine if, like, they listened to a recent episode, like, I didn't realise they say cunt so much.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's... I think that's pretty much a staple on this.
No, that's all right.
This show. So, yeah, that is Deep Blue Sea 2, or The Retread. Blue Sea, The Retread.
Yeah.
That's what I've done worse. Yeah, so we're... we'll be back soon with another minisode, and due to it being out, and we've got the whole trilogy now, we're going to do, weirdly enough, when did this come out? Because it's definitely not long, like a year after?
Was it last year?
Hmm?
Was it last year?
That's what was, yes. Oh, it might be last year. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, last year.
It was, 2020, so we've got Deep Blue Sea 3. And again, we haven't watched this one yet, so... and I've heard, apparently, this one's better. But with the last one, I think...
Who knows?
It could be anything.
Didn't this one come out on the telly?
On the telly?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Like, what on Channel 5?
Yeah. Like, wasn't it like a TV film? Was it not?
I think it was straight to video.
Oh, okay.
So, like a...
Yeah, it's not like a sci-fi original.
No, I think it's. I don't know. I don't think so. I think it was just straight to DVD.
Okay.
Or straight to VOD. Is that video on demand now? They call it. It was like that. It was like digital release. I didn't even like see anything about it coming out.
And no, I didn't.
I just saw a trailer. I was like, oh, they did another one. Remember, I messaged you and I was like, oh no, they did another one.
Well, I'm quite looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, I think, Charlotte, if you went anywhere and there was, like, a picture of a shark, you'd be like, well, I'm enjoying going back there.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, so, We'll be back on the next Me and You Both. We'll be back on the next minisode of the Radio Nasties podcast. Thank you for returning, Charlotte, and we'll see you all next time.
It's been an absolute pleasure to be on again, and I look forward to being on the next episode. I'll see you guys soon.
Goodbye.
Laters.